I'm using the computer clock, because that one's
not it.
Totally accurate. Since Google runs the world anyway, right?
I'm not sure about that, Dean. I think maybe Amazon does.
Okay, if we can get started. Peggy, next item, please.
The next item on the agenda is discussion regarding creating a climate action plan work group.
Spencer.
The City Council has discussed the possibility of creating a climate action plan work group to develop a climate action plan for the city of Newport. And I certainly support the creation of this group. However, the timing of the creation of the group is something that needs to be discussed by council. Council has created a number of commitments that need to be addressed in the coming months, and we need to work our way through those items, which I outlined here. The other concern we have, we've been operating shorthanded in our office with the deputy recorder position being vacant. Peggy's time is pretty well being used up, so we've got some capacity issues and trying to do too many things at once right here on these forums. And my suggestion is that we have this discussion as part of our goal setting process to kind of prioritize timing of doing this project. We're committed to having to get the plastic bag group together, because that's something that we've got a hard schedule on. There are some other things, and we're coming into budget process as well. So my primary concern is the timing of actually establishing a formal work group, which requires minutes and posting and those sorts of things to go forward with in the next few months here. But council wants us to do it. We can take a look and kind of sort out what we would have to put aside in order to try to staff this. So that's my brief report on it, and recommendation was to discuss this during the goal setting session on next Monday.
Okay, do we have any questions or comments? CM?
I'd like to know maybe if they could give us like a top five bullet of what they're thinking. Maybe we can add it to our goal setting for review and consideration. Time-wise, I'm in agreement about people being stretched thin and having limited resources and staff capacity to execute this well. But I do think that there are elements of the climate action plan that are being addressed through other actions that we're taking on.
Yeah, and I think there are a number of things that we are certainly moving forward with, from EV vehicles to a number of the other items that we've been dealing with even tonight. So there's a lot of action items we're taking with the plastic bags and so on. And I know the council would like to go forward with this, and I think it's important to do. But the priority for me is to make sure that we can do these things that we've committed to do and get them done before we have to take the time to kind of pull together a longer-term strategy that would be implemented over a number of years. So that's, again, the timing issue. But if the council wants to talk about this at the goal-setting session, we can certainly kind of outline the issues as you indicated and decide what we want to do first.
To refresh my memory, I thought a couple years ago we passed a goal that got four stickers talking about energy use and paper reduction, and that was that a standalone goal? Could we go back and revisit what that was actually called?
Yeah.
I feel like a climate action plan is an iteration of what we already set as a goal, but this is more broad and long term.
Right. Yeah, we can pull that together for the goal setting session is going to be structured a little bit differently this year. I'll talk about that at the end of the meeting here, but I really want to focus on some of these specific tasks to make sure that we have the capability of actually getting them done. So.
And if you let me know what the deadline is to get templates together, I'd already agreed to do that, because there's already 1,001 templates for these plans for big cities, small cities, counties, states, provinces. It's all out there on the internet. It's just a matter of adopting a language that everyone agrees with. So I don't. We're not coming up with new material.
Yeah, no, and that's where the catch is getting the document that everyone agrees with. So there's plenty of documents out there and plans out there, but it needs to fit Newport, and that takes a little bit of time and finesse. So, but we can talk about that if council is comfortable on during the goal setting session.
Okay, Jan and then David.
Yeah, I would agree that leaving this or do it to this being part of the goal setting session, because we really have to prioritize. And being new, it's like, you know, there's like a lot of things. Is this or that? We're really going to have to like sit down and figure out what are the things that we actually can do and want to devote energies to, rather than being spread really thin pursuing things that we're not going to finish. And it seems like the goal setting seems like that would be the purpose to me of the goal setting is really figuring out, so, okay, what are we going to work on? What are we committing to?
Well, again, I'll say this, I've said this several times, but we have, because of COVID and because of staffing issues, we have a lot of goals from the last 2 years that we never addressed or that were approved by a majority. So I wonder if some portion of that should do a COVID revisit and say what goals there were priorities. Are they still priorities rather than coming up with brand new goals? I just don't like the idea of having big thick notebooks of goals that we had agreed upon and then never addressing them because of staffing shortages or for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So can we make that part of it is to go back and make sure that the goals that were already approved by a majority are still a goal, and, you know, weigh those out as well.
Yeah.
One other thing I'd like to say is in this memo, it's kind of like a checklist. And I don't give the same weight to a land acknowledgement statement as I do with a climate action plan. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's a problematic comparison because those are two separate things. I think some of these things listed here in this city manager's report are granted, we agree to work on those things. However, they aren't really all the same thing. They're separate things. And I think that's important to say. The staffing issues are one thing. Administrative processes are another, but, you know, it will save the city money to, you know, have a climate action plan long term and actually implement it. I think that's an economic as well as an environmental choice to be made.
No, I would agree. And I think as Councillor Hall also indicated, there's a list of things that we have that we're trying to get done. And I think it'll be helpful to have the discussion of the council really focus on what are the most priority things from a time standpoint that you want us to be working on. And that's the way we want to structure the goal setting process this year. So it's kind of merging these concepts together to realistically take a look at what we can actually do.
Okay, David.
So I just want to follow up on a request that the council made to me back on December 6th at the work session on this item. There was some discussion about what would the group look like. Would it be a small informal group that wouldn't be subject to the public meetings law, which would then require less staffing and so forth? And, you know, I basically gave my assessment of that, and that hasn't changed. And in fact, I did send to the council on Friday an excerpt from the Attorney General's public mm-hmm. records meetings manual, just to give you an idea that, in fact, if the group that you eventually do put together at some point was a group that you wanted to advise or make a recommendation back up to the council, then that would obviously be a group subject to the public meetings law with minutes, public notice, and staffing issues. And even if you asked Spencer to put a group together in his capacity as an appointed official, if Spencer could only take action by taking that back up to the council for approval, that then would create a public group, so to speak, subject to the public meetings law. The only time you can really put a group together, and this is in the excerpt I send you, in which no public meetings issues arise, is if you put a group together just to gather information, and that's all they do. And they provide that information up to the advisor, up to the governing body or the council. So if you wanted to put together a climate action plan group that just gathered information and that's all they did, no recommendation, nothing, that perhaps could be done without public meetings laws requirements, but that's a very fine line. You gotta be very careful on how that group conducts itself, because it could cross the line into actually making recommendations. So again, I wanted to make sure the council was aware of the criteria that are involved when you create these groups and what kind of public meetings requirements are in place depending on what group you form.
Okay, is everybody comfortable with Spencer's recommendation on this? You do a thumbs up. Okay, it looks like everybody's involved on that. I think the goals are very difficult the last 2 years. I think Ryan had a good point that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we wanted to do, we just couldn't do. I know that we're gonna have a difficult time again this year, but hopefully we can hone it down to things we can really get accomplished and move on. So Peggy, next item, please.
The next item on the agenda is the City of Newport year-end report by Spencer Nebel, City Manager.
Spencer.
Yeah, just I'll hit a few of the highlights in here, but again, the 2021 report was done. The photo on the cover, by the way, you know, it has been the evolution of the last seat there. The original photo there was Councillor Allen was replaced by Councillor Collette, and now we have Councillor Kaplan in there. So, so.
Are you saying that's Photoshop?
So. This is what happens during COVID. So, for Jan, be careful about this position. It has not been a very long lasting job here on the last end on the left. So,
do not threaten me with a job with the city.
So anyway, just very quickly, you know, again, this year has been another very interesting, amazing year. You know, with COVID, you know, we've you know, had to do things in different ways. The policies have changed as we went through the year. I really want to give a shout out to all our employees who have really worked hard to provide the services under a lot of extenuating circumstances, and we know that this is going to be continuing into the next year. We also I wanted to give a shout out to the council that last year everyone ran for re-election. They were sworn in on the first meeting in January with the mayor being re-elected and councilors Goble and Jacoby and Botello being re-elected and it was nice to have some continuity on the council going into a second year, because we've had a lot of change on the council, so that's been a very positive thing as well. Again, I think the one thing that continues to impress me is the, you know, the ability, even though we don't always agree with everybody else in Lincoln County, there is a general collaborative atmosphere in this county that can get stuff done. And I think, you know, I've been in other areas where that relationship didn't exist like it really does here. And I think that's a powerful tool we've got to keep on working on and keep on making sure that we can make that work to the best benefit of all the people in Newport and in the region. Identified kind of 20 top issues here for the year, and we're seeing growth in multifamily housing. You know, in 2020 we had the Surfview Village go in. This year we had Windhaven Apartments going in. We also had 37 single family homes go in, filling in lots of lots in the community. So that's been certainly a change, especially with the multifamily housing in recent years. We had major infrastructure projects, including the South Beach improvements on US 101 and 35th Street, including bike, pedestrian, and lighting amenities in that area. Made significant improvements in the wastewater treatment plant, have a lot of significant improvements to go there. We repaired the damages to the upper Big Creek spillway, added storm sewer and added sidewalk to Southwest Harbor Way by the hospital going down to the bayfront, added the filter racks that help address the water shortages that we had previously, and did design for work that's going to be occurring for this next year as well. Rondi's is proceeding with the development of the Yaquina Industrial Park at McLean Point, and the city participated in water main improvements there. We had certainly a significant number of leases at the airport, including the memorandum of understanding for the Lincoln County Animal Shelter, as well as the lease to McWatkins and individual hangar leases. So that's been kind of a very active zone here in this past year. On environmental actions, we've adopted an ordinance after a lot of deliberation and discussion on single-use plastics and EPS foam products. We enacted ordinance number 2077, which adds to the building code's requirements for electric vehicle parking for certain projects. In order to reduce paper billing and increase water conservation, we've implemented the Water Smart program, where customers, it's much easier now for customers to pay their bills electronically without paper bills, and we're working to get a lot of people transitioned into that program. We also had a stage two water curtailment this year to conserve water in the Sluts River because of the drought conditions. On finance, we've got to give a real shout out to State Representative Gomberg, who you know, almost single-handedly got $14 million in the budget for the Big Creek dams for the city. You know, that was a huge effort on his part. He had good support from Senator Anderson on that as well. But again, Big Creek Dam and the discussions that the mayor and staff have been in with various legislators over the years will continue until we can get the you know, significant portion of that construction project funded. But we're good to go with the design and environmental work and some of the preliminary construction with this state funding that was approved by the legislature. Over a three-year period, the council had various work groups that developed a ultimately a five-year financial sustainability plan for the general fund. We've implemented portions of that, and we had a bit of a setback on November 2nd when the voters turned down the two measures that would have generated the additional revenue for service and maintenance of facilities and streets and expanding public safety and a few other things folded in there. And that'll be something that we'll be talking a little bit going in goal setting session about what our next steps are in that area going forward. The city received notice that we are eligible for approximately $2.4 million in the American Rescue Plan Act money. We're gonna talk a little bit about that during goal setting session as well. With the wildfires, we've made good use of the mitigation grants that are available for all units in Lincoln County. We'll see how successful we are in getting those actually funded. On the human resources end, city lost 177 years of experience with 8 retirements this year, including Jim Gunther from Parks and Rec after 45 years with the city, Jeffrey Ingham at the library with 31 years, Greg Evans, Public Works, 26 years, Kathy Cruz from the Aquatic Center, 21 years, Peggy O'Callahan, 60 plus center, 17 years, Mitch France from the Police Department with 13 years, and Doug Moss from Engineering with 4 years. So we certainly wish all those folks well in their retirement. And again, these retirements leave holes that have been challenging to fill with the efforts to hire new people. Also on the personnel front, in 2021, we hired 30 new part-time and full-time employees in 11 departments. This included 2 new department heads with Public Works being split into 2 separate departments, with David Powell being hired as Public Works Director and Aaron Collette as City Engineer. I really want to thank Chris Janigo and Claire Paul, who filled in interim roles during the period of time after Tim Gross left as Public Works Director. And then the big issue that's impacting many employers, including the City of Newport, has been just the challenge of filling vacancies that we have in the city. In 2021, we had an unprecedented number of requisitions. There were 103, which means we advertised for 103 different jobs in the city. A lot of these are part-time jobs or seasonal jobs, but that's a big number. As we approach year end, we currently had at year end 47 open requisitions to fill jobs, and that's starting to impact our ability to do certain things in a significant way. We are having a hard time getting bodies qualified bodies to apply for certain jobs, actually any bodies to apply for some jobs. So this is really a problem for all employers, and city is no exception on this. On the planning end of things, work continued through the course of the year on the transportation system plan. I think that's going to be a very significant effort that's going to impact the city for many years to come. On urban renewal, the South Beach refinement plan has been proceeding as well, and that's going to be a significant effort because that's going to make available about $9 million in city funds for the closeout of that project over the next few years. So it's an opportunity to really make a difference in South Beach. And the City Council and Planning Commission devoted much time to on the food cart ordinance, which in some ways is a small thing, but it's really kind of an important thing from a community standpoint. And as we know, there was a lot of discussion and debate on that, but I think we've got a good balance in that going forward. On community building, the Vision Committee had their first community awards for those individuals and organizations that really made a difference in moving the greater Newport area forward towards what's envisioned in 2040. And there were 80 nominations with 24 award recipients. So I think there's been a great job by that group of keeping the vision alive and in focus. And then finally, on the top 20, we recognized our first neighborhood association after having a process in place for about 3 years, and that's the Nye Beach Neighborhood Association. And I think that's a good model going forward. The only other thing I wanted to touch on is how busy the council actually was. During 21, this is on page 15 of the report, the regular city county meetings held were 22, urban renewal meetings, 8, special city council meetings, 3, work sessions held, 25, executive sessions, 14. Council approved 75 sets of minutes. That's a lot of meeting and a lot of reading in there. And liquor licenses were 13, appointments ratified, 44. And again, we're so great to have so many citizens that serve on our committees going forward. We had 40 public hearings and continued hearings. So we certainly have tried to give as much outreach to the public in that format as we can. And the council members submitted 71 reports through the course of the year on their activities for the agenda as well. And so anyway, I think it's been a pretty productive year. We've had our challenges going forward, but I want to thank the city council for all you do for the community. You're all volunteers that really take this job very seriously and help guide and move us in the right direction. And I do want to really express my thanks to all our city staff who have tough jobs to do. There's the one thing about city government is everyone sort of thinks they understand exactly what you're supposed to do. So a lot of people give our city employees advice about what they think they should do, and our employees listen to it and try to do those things. So I want to give them credit because we've had a lot of people working understaffed and putting in a lot of extra hours and trying to keep the ball moving forward. And it's difficult when we have some of the shortages in some of the departments that we currently have. So I want to give them full credit. But I think overall, I think it's 21 was a year we were able to move forward with, and looking forward to working with all of you in 22 to make some additional headway. So that's my annual report.
I would like to echo what Spencer said about staff. I'm so appreciative of our staff and how hard they've worked this last year. As Spencer said, they're very understaffed, and our police and fire departments are both understaffed, and they're working over a lot of overtime hours. And I was kind of disappointed we weren't able to have the employee appreciation dinner this year, because I always look forward to that. But I think overall, I think our staff has just gone way above what they're expected of, and they've done a wonderful job, and And hopefully this next year it'll be a little bit better. We can get some more people on board to fill those vacancies. And with that, we're going to move on to the mayor and council report. And I don't have a lot tonight. I just have one thing that I'd like to mention is some of you haven't checked your mailbox in a while, and there's stuff that's in there. City Hall is open Monday through Thursday. You can come in and check it if you will. The other thing is, we're still in winter. It's still cold out. As you know, it was rainy last night. It's going to be rainy all week. We do have a lot of people in our community that have needs. And one thing, Grace Wins does a really good job trying to help these people, but they have needs as well. And I think that if anybody has, if you want to, they accept donations of coffee, blankets, gloves, boots, sleeping bags, hats, coats, sweaters, and also monetary donations. And so I just want people to think about that, because there are people that are out there tonight that are out sleeping in the rain, and it's just a terrible situation for them, and they really need help. And with that, I will turn it over to the council if anyone wants to chime in. Cynthia?
Oh, well, yes, I'd like to thank Spencer for his report. And when you see a whole list of things in one place, a lot did get done. Sometimes things seem to move so slowly, it's hard to be patient. But you know, my first year on the council, David Allen was reminding us newbies that we should be respectful of the staff time, and it's something that we should always remind ourselves, because there's so many things that do need to be done in our minds, but you can't do it all. And he's told me that too. So thank you, David, for your advice along the way. And onward.
Does anyone else have a comment? TM?
I have a couple of things. One is, I'm so glad that Council President Jacoby made compliments to Spencer and the team, and also gratitude to Peggy, because we know you could be leaving us in like 2 weeks, and that you're not, and you're just sticking around so we can get someone good and trained up. I have a lot of gratitude for that. So I just want to say thank you about that. I had two other things I want to just mention that are not related to anything, but you may or may not have paid attention to the fact that the League of Oregon Cities, their executive director was removed by the board. And the person who's been installed as interim is Patty Mulvihill, who's been a longtime attorney with the league. And so that's just kind of an interesting shift and change, and it made a lot of news. So I'll just say, I really appreciated the board, and our mayor is on that board, for taking a decisive action. I was really conflicted about the decision initially, and then I realized, like, no mayor should be treated poorly in a public forum. And so I was really glad that the board made a decision to remove the executive director. Hard decision, but I think it was the right call. And then the last thing I wanted to say is, do we have any update on vaccination rates for city staff?
No, we don't. That's, again, something we haven't, we've tracked informally. We are still waiting for Oregon OSHA to come down with guidelines that would kind of dictate where we go next. And there's been, as you know, a lot of federal challenges to the to that. But once those guidelines are in place, it would require certain levels of documentation so that we can kind of beef up our stats.
And on the federal OSHA issue, the Supreme Court will be weighing in on that. There's oral argument, and there will probably be a decision, since we've got a couple of the federal circuits that have had different opinions on this. So that's going to be happening pretty quickly. Probably by the end of this month, we'll have some clarity on federal OSHA's legal standing or ability to move forward with their regulations. We'll see how that plays out.
Okay, and I'd also like to thank Councillor Hall for filling in as council president this last year and putting up with me. I call her at 2 o'clock in the morning and she doesn't mind. So I don't want to say any more because I don't want to scare off Cynthia. But I appreciate all your work this last year, CM. It's been great. And with that, we'll do public comment. Peggy?
There is no public comment.
No public comment. I'd just like to end by saying I want to personally wish you all a very happy, healthy, prosperous new year, and also the city staff, if you would pass that on to them. And I hope everyone in town has a great year. And CM, did you have a comment?
Do we need to discuss anything about the goal setting meeting and, like, are we showing up in person? What time to what time?
Very, very good question. Thank you for asking that question, because I had a mental note to bring that, but that mental note, I did have a birthday over the holiday here, so my mental note might be a little more fragile than it was before. But the intent, what I'd like to do, if the council is comfortable, is for us to meet in person in the council chambers as we did last year. And so if council is comfortable with that, again, just like those of us here, we'll have to wear masks. But I think this is a much easier thing to do as a in-person group, if people are good with that. So,
yeah. CM, just for your information, I know that Spencer had a good day, but I know Angela had a better day because the Packers won. With that, we're adjourned.
What time is the goal setting?
Yeah, 9?
Yeah,
start at 9.
Until?
And it'll run until about 3.
And we should bring what?
Yeah, Subway will be served for Ryan, so.
So we bring your goals for the year. Bring the 2040 visioning, like, goal, you know, what else?
Okay, yeah. Like, for every year, we put together a packet that'll be going out on Thursday for the council, and that's going to outline kind of the pieces that that we want you to take a look at and prioritize. We are not planning on having presentations by department heads at the goal setting session. We've got plenty of information, and as was suggested earlier, I think we need to kind of go back and review those things to determine what we've already identified as priorities are most important to move forward in 22.
Okay, with that, have a wonderful evening, and we will see you around the corner. We are adjourned.
Thanks.
Oh, I forgot to mention our new IT director, Peggy.
Yeah, he's our new part-time.
Goodbye.